Automation, artificial intelligence, virtual experiences, and robotics have become a part of our lives. The pandemic has only further accelerated this pace of rapid digitization. And in the coming years, the single most important new technology that will change the entire landscape is the next generation 5G wireless communications technology. 5G is set to transform the way we live, work, and play. Going forward, companies need to drive the innovation and standardization of a national 5G infrastructure, cloud, and IT systems rather than traditional telecom systems. Welcome to this very special show, The Edge of 5G Revolutions, Dell Technologies. Dell Technologies is creating open software solutions and services designed to cater to the unique requirements of the telecom industry, powered with 5G technology for next-gen connectivity. And to understand how these new and enhanced offerings for communication service providers will be changing the entire telecom landscape, I'm joined by two very special guests. Mr. Manish Gupta, Senior Director and General Manager, Infrastructure Solutions Group, Dell Technologies India, and Mr. Saurav Tiwari, Director and Chief Technology Officer, Telecom, Dell Technologies India. Thank you, Manish, and thank you, Saurav, for joining us on this very special podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here with us.
Thank you, Ruchira. Thanks for having us over.
Thanks,
great to have you here with us. All right. Thank you, Saurav, and thank you, Manish, for joining us today. So my first question is to you, Saurav. What are your thoughts on the current 5G and connectivity landscape in India? Because it is constantly evolving and changing the entire landscape.
That's a great question. Look, we have a very interesting mobile connectivity scenario right now. Our mobile networks have one of the largest subscriber bases. And each subscriber consumes around 13.5 GB per month, which is the highest on the planet. So mobile traffic has grown at an astonishing 60 times over the past 5 years. The good part is that 5G as a technology has matured significantly over the past few years, and India has never been more ready for launch of 5G services from pretty much any perspective. First, from an operator perspective, core networks are virtualized, so it's mostly software changes there. It'll be the radio networks that will require most of the heavy lifting, and extensive preparations are already being made for those, and we're assisting operators while they do so. Second, almost all industry verticals, including startups, are at some stage of evaluating or even testing how they can leverage the low latency and high bandwidth that 5G brings in to gain efficiencies or even realize previously unimaginable business logic. And third and finally, many of us as subscribers and end users are already using smartphones and tablets which support 5G. So truly exciting times ahead.
Right. That's really interesting to know. And clearly, the rollout of this technology will redefine the way we communicate. So I would like to ask you also that to understand and celebrate the five-year milestone of your commitment to customers, Dell Technologies has launched telecom solutions in India. So could you share some details on that?
Yeah, that's correct. So 5G with its multi-access edge computing requirement, basically to fulfill low latency use cases, and Open RAN, which also uses servers for radio baseband units. Both of these rely extensively on rugged edge servers operating under challenging environmental conditions. To compound the situation further, they need to work seamlessly with a wide variety of software and hardware components. Thousands of such servers, each with this entire stack, needs to be managed at the edge, while supporting the same level of class-leading reliability, security, and flexibility that Dell Technologies is known for at the core. Now, all of this led to the launch of dedicated and enhanced telco-centric offerings with new cloud-native infrastructure solutions, which will help operators significantly improve services to their customers and end subscribers. Project Metal Weaver is one such offering, which will make expansion across geographically diverse locations simpler for telecom operators to manage 5G infrastructure.
So that's really insightful, Saurav. But I'd like to come to you, Manish. We understand that Dell Technologies has launched dedicated server solutions to support these new telecom services. So could you shed some light on that and share some more information there?
Well, absolutely. You know, Saurav spoke about how our enhanced telecom offerings have cloud-native network infrastructure solutions that help the telecom service providers. What we need to remember is that there's another aspect of this foundation, which is built with a full stack of open, scalable, carrier-grade server and software solutions. And that allows simplification, acceleration of network deployments. what you're bringing on table is enhanced productivity solutions through Dell EMC PowerEdge XI11 and XI12 ruggedized edge servers. What these servers bring on table is really ability to do edge computing that's never been there before. Saurabh spoke about Open RAN, for example. Now, you're creating data at the edge, and that is exactly where these servers would be deployed so that they can do analytics rather than backhauling all of the data back into the data center. So a phenomenal solution that will allow the telecom service providers to bring capabilities that have never been seen before.
All right. So clearly, your servers are more open to innovation now, and you can provide customers with more opportunities for automation. But could you take us through some of the improvements that you have made to Dell EMC PowerEdge XR11 and XR12 servers? And could you compare them to the previous gen servers?
Most certainly, Ruchira. In fact, you know, very often, organizations tend to see servers as a hardware solution. In reality, what they do not realize is that servers form the bedrock of the modern data center. Right? And when you start looking at servers from a bedrock of the modern data center, you realize that compute needs to be adaptive, it needs to be autonomous, and it needs to be resilient. And those are three tenets on which we have really built the entire next generation of servers that we have brought to the market. Organizations have very well realized that the only constant factor for their growth is technology enhancement. And that's exactly what we are bringing with some of the contemporary trends built into this server portfolio. Now, I spoke about XI11, XI12. Let me give you some insights there. These servers support all possible combinations of sync and timing network interface cards. They bring all possible combinations of accelerators, which are critical for 4G and 5G radio standards for the DSPs. Now, as we do all of this, and this is stuff that I'm talking really from a hardware standpoint, but you've got to remember that we continue to bring, along with these hardware capabilities, enhanced software and automation features that minimize outages, they increase availability, and also the manageability and the automation of the overall infrastructure. The interesting part about these servers is they are ruggedized, they are short-tipped, they are intended for challenging environments right at the edge. You've got to remember that a lot of these servers, because they have to be deployed on edge, would be deployed where towers are, and those towers are in really challenging environments. By the way, outside of telecommunication, some of the other industries or verticals, such as military, retail, restaurants, all of these have very have extreme environment where the servers need to stand up to heat, cold, dust, vibrations, shocks. And all of that can be done by these servers through a hardened chassis and through a minimal footprint. While we are not stopping here, we are also bringing in enhanced security and cyber resilient innovations and energy efficiency that is up to over 60%. Vis-a-vis the previous generations.
All right. So that itself says a lot. Energy efficiency up to 60% over the previous generation is a huge landmark there. But I would like to also ask you, in fact, you just mentioned it, cybersecurity is a major concern since rapid digitalization has entered India. And I want to also understand, how do these servers ensure security and address the cybersecurity concern?
You know, you're bang on when you ask this question. You know, cybersecurity has become one of the key challenges for businesses, you know, and it's not just for us, but across the globe and across the verticals. You know, largest of the organizations have fallen prey to cybersecurity attacks, which is where, when we are bringing these servers, and I spoke about one of the tenets being resilience, we actually call it proactive resilience. The reason is because these servers have been embedded with features that really make the platform being cyber resilient. Let me give you some examples. You know, technologies such as Silicon Root of Trust, cryptographically encrypted firmware, trusted platform management, secure boot, all of these and beyond are technologies that are embedded in the server, which secure the server infrastructure right at the core and not just the periphery. You've got to remember the traditional approach to security has been really securing the perimeter, the periphery. But you know, very often organizations forget that there's a core that is as open to attacks as the periphery could be. So that's where we are really working with these servers to ensure that they're cyber resilient. By the way, as we are doing this, we are not compromising on any of the performance that could be accelerator optimized or the ability to manage multiple workloads. While doing all of that, we are building a resilient architecture, a cyber resilient architecture, right from manufacturing to deployment and through the entire life cycle of the service.
All right. So enhanced security and a cyber resilient architecture. Great. So that was really insightful, Manish. I'd like to ask you this, Saurav. We know that Open RAN in the telecom space allows a lot of flexibility of sourcing hardware and software components from various vendors. It can still lead to integration and network security issues. So how are you at Dell Technologies mitigating this challenge?
Okay. So look, Open RAN brings about complexity, but it also brings about a huge amount of advantages. So first of all, it disaggregates the traditional radio networks, enabling operators to pick and choose individual components that best suit their requirements, which was never previously possible because you'd basically choose everything from one specific vendor, no matter whether one part of that chain fulfilled your requirements entirely or perhaps did not do so. It also enables the rapid advancements in x86 server technology and PCIe accelerators to be leveraged in the radio network, which is becoming increasingly compute intensive to support 5G NR features like beamforming, higher order MIMO, and newer modulation techniques. To support all of this, we are setting up telecom specific labs, which will test various combinations of components to manage the complexity and security challenges. In addition to that, Dell EMC PowerEdge servers, as Manish just spoke about, have pioneered multiple security innovations, which have now become accepted industry standards. In addition to this, 5G itself as a standard brings about massive security improvements to advanced functionality like network slicing, which can practically isolate slices from each other, bringing unprecedented levels of security.
Richard, there are a lot of new technologies that are right at the horizon, and then there are a few which are beyond. Let me start by saying that we are already in the next data era, and there are immense opportunities that lie ahead for the server industry, for the telecom industry, for the organizations that are looking at accelerating the adoption of emerging technologies and transforming their IT infrastructure. One trend that I believe is going to be crucial in that digitization is the demand for edge computing. The reason being, it encompasses a lot of the technologies that are underlying. For example, workload centricity. For example, usage of accelerators. For example, usage of smart NICs. And the reason why this is so critical is because it has the power to bring computing closer to the source of data, thereby reducing latency and bandwidth issues. What this also brings is availability of new services that have not been seen in the industry. You know, some of the use cases such as gaming, content on demand, Industry 4.0, or public services, through better governance, through real-time traffic management or surveillance, will all become a reality because of these edge deployments. Keeping this in mind, I believe the one trend which you will see immense takeoff on and will have a significant impact of lives across the board is edge computing.
All right. Thank you for sharing that, Manish. Saurav, what's your take on this? Which trend is the one that you think will redefine the server and telecom space?
Absolutely. As Manish said, we're connecting everything that can possibly be connected, resulting in an exponential increase in data that needs to be processed and acted upon in real time at the edge. This whole thing is leading to a trend called software-defined everything, supported by increasing disaggregation of network infrastructure. It became the norm at the core many years ago, and it's rapidly becoming the new norm at the edge in terms of the multi-access edge computing on the MEC, as well as the radio access network requirements. Together, they're leading to newer, more robust, secure, and telecom-centric server platforms.
So I also wanted to ask you, do you think that the consumer would be all right with the changes in the price for 5G services once it's rolled out?
Well, interesting question. You know, again, you've got to remember, and I'll go back to the point that Saurav started with, you know, the amount of data that's getting consumed per user in India, the increased traffic, all of those things make 5G a necessity. In fact, the kind of services that we as users are consuming today are over and beyond that anybody else in the world is doing. So it's not about cost, you know, it's really about value. It's about the new things that we'll all be able to do.
And that's a lens that we've got to look at this entire change in the telecom landscape from.
All right. So anyway, and 5G is the future. There's no denying that. So my next question is basically about the roadmap at Dell Technologies. So if you take a crystal ball and look into the future, Manish, what do you think is the roadmap in the near future for you at Dell Technologies?
Listen, we are constantly innovating. And I think that's what's keeping us ahead of everybody else in the industry. You know, as an organization, the biggest advantage that we have is the fact that we've got the largest base of customers. And, you know, through those customers, they're the people that we're constantly listening to. And that's the feedback that we're bringing into our R&D and be able to innovate for the right use cases, what's going to happen tomorrow, today, tomorrow, and day after. What we also do is not just products, but we really bring skills on table because we are engaging with multiple verticals, multiple geographies, multiple use cases, multiple technologies across the globe. And we have some of the brightest minds sitting in our innovation labs. So what we'll continue to do is bring all of this together and constantly be at the forefront of bringing the latest and the best technologies for our customers. By the way, we also have a very large R&D facility in Bangalore. You know, that also plays a critical role by contributing largely to the overall product development for storage, data protection, server system management, all of these things. You know, it's a center that's an innovation hub for Dell Technologies, not just for India, but for global customers for years and years now. So, you know, I would just end this by saying, Ruchira, it's an evolving world. You know, it's not about saying, what are we going to bring a year down the line or 2 years down the line? It's in this evolving world, we will continue to innovate, we'll continue to listen to our customers and bring the best and the latest for our customers all the time.
Definitely. And the true challenge for companies is to understand and cater to the constantly evolving needs of customers, as you just said. So Saurav, would you like to shed some light on the roadmap for Dell Technologies in the near future?
Well, absolutely. I totally agree with Manish. You know, things are evolving rapidly. You know, what was never thought, you know, possible is now being realized very, very quickly. And this is leading to, you know, a pace of transformation that is truly, you know, something that was previously unimaginable. Okay. So, and that's the reason why we're working with almost all operators in India across and as well as across the globe. As well as ISPs, and while we are, you know, working with them to bring an engineer, co-engineer newer gear, we're also looking at a cutting-edge trend in the industry that can be applied specifically to fulfilling requirements of 5G and Open RAN and telco in general. So all of this combined, okay, is something that I'm sure will support our customers throughout every stage of their journey as they go about implementing 5G. And, you know, of course, we hope to, you know, support our customers every step of the way. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights. Thank you, Manish, and thank you, Saurav. And I would just to sum up, like to say that clearly enhanced telecom offerings with new cloud native infrastructure solutions will definitely help communication service providers to offer augmented services to their customers. And 5G will definitely be an indispensable part of our data-driven future. So thank you both for joining us and sharing your insights with us.
Thank you so much, Richard. It was great to have this conversation, interesting conversation, and very insightful question. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Richard. Always a pleasure. Thank you.